Good morning. It's April 12th and this is your daily brief in Australia News. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable tale of survival and international cooperation, three fishermen in their 40s have been rescued from the remote Pikalot Island in Micronesia by the US Coast Guard after a week of being stranded. Setting out from Polawat on March 31st, their journey took an unexpected turn when their boat's motor failed, leaving them adrift and eventually marooned on the island. Fortunately, they were found in good health, a testament to their resilience and preparedness. Their discovery came thanks to a sharp-eyed US Navy pilot who spotted an ingenious help sign crafted from palm leaves. This crucial sighting led to the sailors' rescue, who, during their time stranded, had managed to maintain access to food and water and even recover their damaged skiff. The rescue operation was a monumental effort, covering over 78,000 square miles of ocean, demonstrating the vast resources mobilized in the search. An Australian ship played a key role in the rescue, providing the stranded men with additional supplies of water and food, further highlighting the collaborative effort of the mission. Adding a personal touch to the story, one of the rescuers, who was able to communicate in the fishermen's local language, turned out to be a relative, underscoring the tight-knit nature of maritime communities. This incident underscores the effective coordination between the US Coast Guard, US Navy, and regional partners in responding to maritime distress calls. It also brings to light the resilience and resourcefulness of those who find themselves in dire situations. Interestingly, this is not the first instance of a rescue on Pikalot Island, as it was the scene of a similar operation about 4 years ago, reminding us of the unpredictable nature of the sea and the importance of preparedness and international cooperation in maritime rescues. In a significant pivot towards sustainable development, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has unveiled the Future Made in Australia Act. This groundbreaking initiative is rallying support from Australian businesses, marking a new era for domestic manufacturing focused on clean energy and critical minerals. At its core, the Act aims to revitalise the Australian manufacturing sector, steering it towards the production of battery components and other clean technologies. This strategic move is not only about bolstering local industry, but also about securing a competitive stance on the international stage, a vision warmly embraced by companies like ASX-listed Redflow. The departure from the previous government's gas-fired recovery plan to this clean energy-driven approach represents a significant shift in policy direction. This transition underscores a broader global trend, aligning Australia's efforts with those of the US and Europe, where there's a concerted push to capitalise on the economic opportunities presented by clean technologies. The Future Made in Australia Act is thus seen as a key driver for business growth within the country, enabling Australian companies to not only compete, but excel globally in this emerging sector. Meanwhile, on the international front, Defence Minister Richard Marles is preparing for a visit to Ukraine, highlighting Australia's engagement in global geopolitical issues. Concurrently, Israel is on high alert, bracing for a wider conflict amidst fears of an Iran attack. These developments reflect the interconnected nature of global politics and the importance of Australia's role on the world stage. As the Great Barrier Reef experiences its most severe mass coral bleaching event on record, the world watches with concern. This marks a critical juncture for one of the planet's most vital marine ecosystems, now at a tipping point due to escalating ocean temperatures. More than half of the reef's corals are enduring high or very high levels of bleaching, with damage observed at unprecedented depths of up to 18 metres. This phenomenon is largely attributed to a combination of human-induced climate change and natural occurrences like El Niño, leading to significant marine heat waves. These conditions not only cause coral bleaching, but also disrupt the intricate balance of marine ecosystems. The current situation underscores the pressing need for urgent action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and safeguard the reef from further harm. Despite efforts to mitigate the impact of these record-breaking temperatures, the future of marine life in the area remains uncertain. Conservationists and experts are calling for immediate, stronger measures to protect the Great Barrier Reef and to address the broader issue of climate change. The call to action is clear. Without decisive and effective intervention, the reef's future, and by extension, the health of global marine ecosystems, hangs in the balance. In a groundbreaking operation, NSW police have shattered records with the largest pharmaceutical drug haul in the state's history. A staggering 722 kilograms of Xanax, with a street value of $12 million, were seized from a storage unit in Sydney's south, setting a new precedent in the fight against drug trafficking. The monumental find was the climax of an investigation into interstate cash transportation believed to be linked to criminal networks. This inquiry not only led to the historic drug seizure, but also to the discovery of almost $1 million in cash hidden in a truck stopped and searched in Wagga Wagga. These operations have pulled back the curtain on the sophisticated operations of criminal groups, showcasing the lengths to which they go to launder their illicit gains. At the heart of this operation is 28-year-old Bogdan Shadrin, who now faces serious charges, including drug supply and dealing with proceeds of crime. His arrest underscores the significant impact of the NSW police's efforts to dismantle the networks responsible for the distribution of illegal pharmaceuticals. Shadrin's upcoming court appearance on Thursday is the next step in bringing to justice those involved in this extensive drug trafficking operation. This historic seizure not only marks a significant victory for law enforcement, but also highlights the ongoing challenges in combating the distribution and sale of illegal drugs. The operation's success sends a strong message to criminal organizations about the consequences of engaging in such activities, emphasizing the commitment of NSW police to safeguarding the community from the harms of illegal drugs. In a shocking breach of trust within the Queensland Police Service, a 46-year-old female employee has been charged with crimes that strike at the heart of the community's safety. This case not only brings to light individual misconduct, but also casts a shadow over the department's ongoing struggle with internal cultural issues. The employee, who served in the Queensland Road Policing Command, faces serious allegations, including one count of stalking and four counts of computer hacking. It is reported that she unlawfully accessed confidential information from the Queensland Police Service system and then sold this sensitive data to a domestic violence perpetrator. This individual allegedly used the information to stalk their victim, adding a sinister layer to the crime. This incident is not isolated within the Queensland Police Service. It echoes previous issues, notably a case where a senior sergeant was found to have leaked information about an abuse victim to her violent ex-husband. Such incidents highlight the challenges the service faces in maintaining the integrity and trust crucial to its operation. Following these allegations, the accused employee has been suspended from her duties and is slated to appear in court. In response to this incident, the Queensland Police Service has reiterated its commitment to upholding transparency and accountability, especially when confronting allegations of misconduct within its ranks. This case underscores the importance of vigilance and integrity within law enforcement agencies as they work to protect and serve their communities. This has been your daily brief in Australian news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.